Now, you might not have heard much about this yet, but there is a very important conference going on right now about your daily commute, the annual conference of the Transportation Research Board, where advocates there fear that all the talk about change for America isn't going to mean much actual change when it comes to transit and infrastructure in this country. Their fear that tax cuts and other measures are going to push out money allocated for infrastructure in the Obama economic stimulus package. Now, the takeaways, Andrea Bernstein has been in Washington this week at the conference. She joins us now. All right, Andrea, the mood should be upbeat, right? Change in America. We're gonna get it all there.
Well, it's funny because you walk around Washington and you see all kinds of restaurants and shops, and they have these big placards and they say change is coming, change is here, change is just a week away. But I certainly didn't find talking to a lot of these top transit, not just wonks, but in many cases members of Congress who are interested in the issue, policy and top transit officials from around the country. They're a little depressed. There's a feeling that the sort of grand idea of this infrastructure building bill has turned into a tax cut bill. And as a matter of fact, if you go to the change.gov website right now, that's the transition website, it only has $25 billion total for transportation infrastructure. And the governors of the states have said they want a trillion. So there's a bit of a difference there.
Difference. Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, I mean, the attitude range from the sort of, you know, give them time, they're, you know, there's not really a White House yet, to what one top transit planner told me. He said they're screwing it up, except that he used another word that we really can't use on the radio. It's kind of like the hangover is coming before the party.
Wow. So tell me, what is it that they want him to do? Like when someone is envisioning, you know, what they want to see the Obama administration do, what are they telling you?
Well, there's this big tension now because on the one hand, the Obama administration and the president-elect has made it quite clear that he wants speed. He wants shovels on the ground. The big term of art is shovel ready. We'll find the shovel ready projects. We'll put people back to work in 60 days or 90 days. Now, the problem with this is that these shovel ready projects are things that represent sort of the old visions. So what's happening is the change we can believe in is coming right smack up against Washington, and the only way to do things quickly here is to do it the old way. So there's this incredible tension of, no, don't do it the old way again. But then this feeling of, if we don't do it the old way, there will be nothing. And I was at a forum with Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell the other day. He's one of the members of this national infrastructure group. And we have a clip of him talking about sort of him urging Barack Obama to do the right thing on this. And you can really hear the sort of the anxiety in his voice, almost the pleading that, you know, don't get it wrong.
This is the time. He has an 82% approval rating. He's never going to have a higher approval rating. He has the American people on his side. He has to press one button and send out one email, and he'll get letters and emails into congressmen's offices that make the NRA look like a second-class organization. He can do it.
Wow. All right, so here you have all this tension. People are begging for, you know, the administration to do something. But you were talking about, you know, doing things the old-fashioned way. Doesn't that sort of set us up, though, for some of the same problems we were trying to fix?
Well, exactly. And, you know, that is one of the big discussions that's going on here. And you sort of have at this transportation conference the road people, the people that represent sort of the highways and the bridges and that have traditionally controlled all these federal highway appropriations, all these federal transportation appropriations. Then you have the mass transit people who say, you know, reduce your carbon footprint, start doing these mass transit programs because you're going to create a problem for yourself if you don't start addressing that, if you just start building more roads. And as a matter of fact, I asked John Horsley. He's the executive director of the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. And he was at the conference, and I spoke to him. And, you know, that's the group that usually wins because every member of Congress likes to get a new road. They like to get a ribbon cutting. It's very popular. But I said to him, well, if you build more lanes, are you encouraging more people to drive, thereby creating a problem with the carbon footprint? He didn't like that question. This is what he said.
I think that your question is naive. Let me give you an example. Both of us, from time to time, travel across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That was a $2.5 billion project that doubled the capacity of that bridge from 6 to 12 lanes, two lanes set aside for transit. It has markedly reduced congestion and made it possible to travel in this region. So it was a great investment. It added the capacity that was desperately needed. It's serving the region better, and it's reduced congestion. So everybody wins.
But has it created more cars on the road?
The reason you have more cars on the road in this region is we've been growing.
Okay, I think we've heard that argument before. How was this expected to all play out, Andrea?
Well, listen to this cut. This is the last one I've got, and it's three guys on a panel. They're top lobbyists and federal officials. And I said to them, so what is in this bill for transit? See if you can hear the answer and what they say.
The ballpark is somewhere between $25 billion at this point. If you look at the Overstar number of, what is it, $42.5 billion, seems to be the range.
Actually, the Overstar proposal is $85 billion for transportation, of which $12 billion would go to.
Well, and it's $30 billion for highways, and then he's also put money for water and sewer and what have you.
And that's right. It's $30 billion for highways, $12 for transit, and $5 for rail. So.
And so let's just say we'll find out very soon.
Yep.
Okay, Andrea. Okay. I think we all know that. It's my favorite poker game, Transit Hold'em. Andrea Bernstein, I want to thank you so much this week. She's in Washington this week at the annual conference of the Transportation Research Board.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.